This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical System is suing the state of Vermont to force the state to pay equal rates to the New Hampshire facility for care delivered to Vermont Medicaid recipients. Journalist Hamilton Davis has been writing about this story for VT Digger, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Ham Davis, thanks for being with us.
Okay. Hi, Mitch. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What is the crux of the Dartmouth-Hitchcock case here?
Well, Dartmouth-Hitchcock is really considers itself to be, and in fact is, a very significant piece of the Vermont healthcare delivery system. It is. It sits on the other side of the Connecticut River, but less than 10 miles from Vermont, and 40%, a full 40% of the traffic through Dartmouth-Hitchcock consists of Vermont patients. So Dartmouth-Hitchcock is a big piece of the healthcare system for eastern Vermont, and they get paid less than Vermont hospitals do. They've complained about it for years. They've had numerous discussions with Vermont officials about it, and they've just never been able to resolve it, and they've decided to go this route.
Is it a great disparity? Do we know how much less they're paid?
I think it's about 30%. It's about 30% left. We're just talking about Medicaid now. We're not talking about Medicare. We're not talking about commercial insurance, which are very different. I don't know the on an individual case, but the amount of money involved is roughly $11 million. That's a fluid number. It's not an exact figure, but it's close enough. You know, 60% of that would be paid for by the federal government. So the total hit to Vermont, in a sense, is relatively small per year. In other words, call it $4 to $6 million.
Now, has Vermont given any reason before why it doesn't pay the same rates, or can we just assume it's because Dartmouth-Hitchcock is located in a different state?
Well, that's the only justification for it. If Dartmouth-Hitchcock was obviously in Vermont, and that's really the issue that that Dartmouth is going to present to the federal district court in Concord, New Hampshire. They say there isn't any difference. And why Vermont is doing that, I don't know why Vermont is doing that. I think there have been a lot of negotiations. There have been a lot of discussions. My guess is that the thing that is standing in the way of a relatively easy solution here is the fact that the Vermont Medicaid program is in such a deep hole financially. I may be wrong about this, and the general counsel for the Vermont Medicaid agency has given a full-throated defense of what they're doing. But my guess is that the real reason is that we just don't have the money.
Well, has Dartmouth-Hitchcock revealed how much money they're suing for?
The way the suit is written is that they are asking for $11 million. As I say, this is Medicaid. You have to understand that with Medicaid, roughly half to a little bit more than half of the money is actually paid by the federal government. So the amount of money they want in the suit is $11 million. But the real issue is not that amount of money. The real issue is, as far as Dartmouth is concerned, is they want to be treated equally with Vermont providers. That's what they really want, and that's what the suit's really about.
Well, since this lawsuit was announced, has there been any official response from the state of Vermont yet?
Well, in effect, there has, yes. The suit was filed, I believe, just last week. It was very recently when the suit was actually filed. But there was an exchange of letters about the issue back in the late summer and early fall. And in that case, Dartmouth made its case, which is now in a legal form, to Stephen Costantino, the commissioner of the Medicaid agency in Vermont, and then the general counsel for the Medicaid agency in Vermont replied to that in a letter at a later date. That was a full-throated defense of what Vermont is doing. What I don't know is how serious that is, and of course, I have no way to judge what the outcome of the suit would be.
Yeah, well, that's my next question. A full-throated defense would indicate that maybe Vermont is willing to fight for this, but there's also the possibility that it could be settled out of court. Is that right?
That seems obvious to me, Mitch. It's perfectly possible that you would get a full-throated defense by the Vermont lawyers on the one hand and have them make a deal and a settlement on the other. There's no contradiction. The lawyers do that all the time.
Is there any date that we're looking at here for a deadline on this, what the next step might be?
No, I don't. I asked Dartmouth what they thought about that, and they said that if you had a settlement, it would probably take a few months, 3, 4, 5, 6 months to resolve the whole issue. If the case goes to a trial, if they really litigate this issue, then it would take up to as many 2 years or more.
And you can read Hamilton Davis's article on this issue in VT Digger. Ham Davis, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Good to talk to you, Mitch.